Today's daf is daf mem zayin. So let's get to the bottom. Should we do the Mishnah on mem vav mem beis and then the Gemara, or just write to the Gemara? Let's go through the Mishnah. Yeah, Mishnah was a little confusing. We went through it yesterday. It was a little confusing. Let's just go through it again. Why not? The Mishnah says gilach al zevach. The person shaves, and he brings one carbon, one of the three carbonos, and shaves. V'nimsa psul, and turns out that carbon was pasul. Taglachas psula, his shaving was pasul also. The pasul, the taglachas, the shaving, has to correspond, has to be coupled with a kasher carbon, and this wasn't kasher. V'zvachav lo alulo, and certainly his carbonos, since it was pasul, that was brought, have to be brought. So he has to start his count all over again. Gilach al chatas shelo lishma, if they brought a chatas that wasn't lishma, he shaved on that chatas, v'charkach hevi karbonosav lishman, and then he brought two other karbonos lishman, taglachas psula, his taglachas is pasul also, v'zvachav lo alulo, and his zvachav won't work because his initial shaving was on a carbon that was pasul. So therefore you start everything all over again. Gilach al ha'ola ola al ha'shlamim shlo lishman, v'charkach hevi karbonosav lishman, taglachas psula, v'zvachav lo alulo. The same exact case, just the second case here is where the ola or the shlamim was lishma, but the same exact case as the chata shlo lishma. So the first whole section of the Mishnah is where you shaved on one carbon and that one carbon was pasul, then everything gets thrown out. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon, did I skip a line there? No. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Osa Zevach lo alulo, aval shar zvachim alu. Only that first carbon that was not lishma does not fulfill his chiv, but the other carbons that he brought lishma is going to fulfill his chiv. And now even though for Rabbi Shimon, the taglachas is going to, the taglachas will be kasher for Rabbi Shimon, even though the taglachas took place before the carbon that was kasher, it still will work. So if you look at the Mefarish, Rabbi Shimon Omer, they're around 10 lines up. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im gilach al ha'ola ola ha'shlamim shlo lishman, vishar kabanos hevi lishman taglachas akshera. Taglachas is still good, even though, again, the taglachas was done before the other kabanos were brought lishma. Fine. And then the Gemara, and then the Mishnah says, V'im gilach, and this we saw yesterday, im gilach goes back on Divrei HaKol, everybody agrees, v'im gilach al shloshtam, v'nims ech and mem kasher, taglachas aksherav yavi shar zvachim. Let's say he brings all three karbanos, and then shaves his hair, turns out one of them was pasul, it's a good taglachas because at least one of the karbanos he brought was a kasher karban, and his taglachas corresponded to a kasher karban, and that is enough according to the Chachamim, even. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Zos Ameris. This comes to tell us that Kesava Rabbi Shimon holds that Nazir Shegilach Al Shalmei Nedava Yotze. That if a Nazir shaves his hair on a Shalmei Nedava, it's going to be Yotze. What does this mean here? So if you look at the Mefarish here on the bottom, five lines up, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava. Actually, let's look at the Tosos. Why not? Tosos says, Kesava Rabbi Shimon Nazir Shegilach Al Shalmei Nedava Yotze Sharei Ola V'Shalmei Nazir Sheshachten Shlolishman. Harehein kinedava. Those karbanos are like in nedava. Because a chatas is a chiv. Well, they're all chivim. Why is this viewed as a nedava?
Wait a minute, the shlamim. The shlamim is nedava. The shlamim on the ola is nedava.
Oh, because when he brings it shalol lishma, it becomes a nedava.
Right.
When he brings it lishma, that's his chiv.
Yeah.
When it's not lishma, it becomes a nedava.
Never becomes a nedava, but the shlamim and the
right. I'm saying the reason why it's a nedava in this case is because it's shalol lishma. So what's the raya here? So Rabbi Shimon thinks it's if he shechted the even though it was the shlamim was shalol lishma or the old was shalol lishma, his taglachas is still good. The taglachas needs a kasher carbon, and the carbon was good even though it wasn't for his chiv. It wasn't for his chiv nazir, but it was still a good carbon. So we see if a nazir shaves his hair on a stam shalmei nedava, it's enough. The taglachas is kasher. My taima asks the Gemara, what's the reason? What's the basis for this opinion? The damar kral, the pasuk tells us, v'nosan al ha'esh asher tachas zevach ha'shlamim, lo kasva al shlamav. The pasuk says, and he places it on the fire, the hair. He cuts the hair on the fire that's below the shlamim, but it doesn't say shlamav, his shlamim, any shlamim, any even shalmei nedava would work, and that serves as the raya, the basis for Rabbi Shimon's position. Okay. Gemara now says going down to Daf Mem Zayin, the Mishnah tells us Mishin Nizrak Olav Echad Min Hadamim. So a Kohen took the blood of one of the Karbanos and it sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach, V'nitma, And he became Tameh. So who I assume the Nazir became Tameh. So Nazir became Tameh?
Yeah. Tameh.
Okay. So what's halacha? So Rabbi Eliezer, we saw this already quoted in the Gemara a number of times, I think. That Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, so says Hakol. Since he didn't bring all the Zrikas, all the Maisim, so everything gets ruined. And Chachamim Omer, Yavi, Shar, Karbonos, Avitar. No, since he started the process, one Zrika was done. He's already considered Tahor. He's not a Nazir anymore. He happens to be Tamei Mase now, but he's Tamei Mase as a regular individual. Once he did the sprinkling, his Nazirus is over. He still has an outstanding Chiv of bringing the other Karbanos, but he's no longer considered Nazir. Nothing is contradicted.
Because this is based on previous what said Rabbi Eliezer needs the three korbanos and chamim with one is enough, right?
Exactly. Right. So you see that's what Tosas refers to. Tosas refers to Gemara all in the beginning of the Masechta here. We can look in Tosas. Tosas writes Nitma Rabbi Eliezer Omer Soses Hakol. V'lo kol hayamim. V'lo kol hayamim. It only is Matami 7 days. Remember that? Only 7 days? Can you farsh Gemara? D'ha Rabbi Eliezer hu d'amar le'el b'perakimom. Nitma lachar m'leos soses shiva. Elasosar Karbanos Kamar Rabbi Yelzer Tamei Damar Begemara Achar Maisim Kulam Mutilishos Yain Umagalech. Only after all the actions were done. Hare Kishinizak Echem and Hadamim Ad Shavi Shar Karbanos Eina Roy Litagachas until everything is done. Behold, Vinidma called the Mashikiv Kulam Kinidma Shachris Lifnei Akiva. Since everything wasn't done yet, and as if he became Tamei before anything was done. So that's what he holds. You need to do all the damim. And Tosa goes on to explain the reason for Chachamim as well later. So now the Mishnah says, Amru lo. So the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Eliezer, Maisa bin Marim Hartormidis. Oh, interesting. So there's a girsa change here. What's his name was telling me this? Eliav Fry, his father, was here for Yontif. So I was talking to him for a while. He, big town chacham, after my shirim, he came up to me with a lot of very interesting insights. So I said, your father's a town chacham. He says, yeah, he's been sitting on the Bezdin, the London Bezdin, for 15 years. He's ahead of it. And I said, he's ahead of it. He administers it. So he told me before he left, when you get to the Daf Yomi.
Who's that, the father of?
Eliav Fry, from England. So anyway, so he told me when you get to the Daf Yomi in a couple of days, Har Tarmudis, he says, you look at other Shar Nuschos, I don't have it here, it should be something else. It's an area where in Syria, where ISIS had destroyed some of the oldest temple sites.
Tarmod.
Right, so he said, that's exactly what this area where ISIS was, this oldest temple or something, he's referring to me. So that now just ring a bell. Okay, anyways. So the ones who are the mice in this place, Bin Marim Ha Tarmudis, Shenizrak Alev.
Miriam.
What?
Miriam.
Miriam? Miriam. I'm saying Mara. Oh, Miriam. Thank you. Bin Miriam. Maisa bin Miriam HaTarmudis. Miriam, who came from this place, Shenizrak Alev Echad Mihadamim. She was a Nazira. And then her Naziris ended. They sprinkled one of the Karbanos for her, on her behalf. Ubov Amula Albita Shaisa Musukanis. He said, by the way, your daughter's in great danger. Halcha, she went, she maybe ran. Umata Shemes, and turned out her daughter had passed away. So she became Tumas Mes. Bamru Chachamim, Tavi Shar, Karbonoseh, Vitatayr. Don't worry about the rest of the Naziris. Your Naziris was over, and just bring your outstanding obligations of the other Karbonos. So that's the riot that they brought, that you it is not Soser anything. So the Gemara now says, Katani Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Soser Sakol. Rabbi Eliezer holds it so sisakol the entire 30-day period or whatever period he took upon himself. Bahama, Rabbi Eliezer, didn't we say that kol achem leos shiva soser? It's only soser 7 days, not the full 30. So Amar of Rav, my soser, nami dekamar Rabbi Eliezer, soser karbonosov. It doesn't mean it's soser esakol of days. It means soser all his karbonos, and the one carbon he brought, he would have to bring again. As opposed to Chachamim, that which he brought was good. That's a difference. It's not about days, because even the Chachamim would agree that if he's Tameh, he's Tameh for the next 7 days. Even they both agree there's another 7 days that they're going to become Tameh. The question is, what obligations do they have at the end of 7 days? And also, if possible for Chachamim, you could possibly send the Karbanos even the next day, even while you're Tameh. There's a discussion in Gemara Moed Katan that a Tameh person might be able to send Karbanos. I forget, I think Gemara says you're allowed to.
You mean through somebody else?
Yeah. Because you can't enter into the Azara, I think the Gemara says this. Definitely a Shaila. I think if you come out, you can. Anyways, so the Gemara says again, my Soser Nami Dekamer Rabbi Eliezer, Soser Karbonosav, Hachinami Mestavro. It's also quite logical to say that when he says Soser, it means Soser, not the days, but it means Soser the Karbonos that he brought, or the one carbon that was brought. What's the Raya? Hachinami Mestavro, the Katani Vechachamim Omrim, the Mishnah says, and the Chachamim say, Tavi Shar Karbonosav, Vititar, Shmamina. You bring the rest of the Karbonos. Meaning you only need to bring the rest of the Karbonos, you don't need to bring the first one you brought. Implication being that according to Rebbe Elazar, you have to bring all the Karbonos. And it's a machlokes about Karbonos, not a machlokes about days. The focus is Karbonos.
Bach takes out Shvam and I just read the rest.
Okay. And read it, okay, fine. Umay Sanami b'miriam ha-tarmudis she-nizrak alea echem en-adamim muvav v'hodiya abita she-hayisa musukenetz v'halo chomatzas shemeisa v'amru chachamim tavishar karbonosea v'titar shmamina. So that's just, again, a long quotation of the Mishnah, and that's how we conclude. Hajin alach, shlosh aminim. And so I see there, that's what the Tosa says, Tarmod. But he said there's another Nusach. I don't remember the name of that city. Remember what city that was? ISIS had destroyed that temple?
I never even...
Something like this?
I mean, they destroyed many already.
Right. This was like
a little bit of destruction. A little house they blew up also.
Palmyra sounds right.
That was one they just been in the process for the last couple of weeks. So let me
see. That might be. Let's see the footnote here. Okay.
I think they shot one person also. There's a
person.
Okay.
The leg.
I'm not ending with that. I'm just changing to my Gemara now. Hadron alach shlosh aminim. Okay, now we're going to begin the seventh parak of Nazir. Okay, here we go. The new parak, the new Mishnah begins, Kohen Gadol the Nazir. So now you have one person who is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. Kohen Gadol took upon himself to become a Nazir. Or let's say, perhaps you have a situation where he was a Nazir and then he was appointed Kohen Gadol. So he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, one all in one person. Ein metamin lekroveihem. He cannot become tameh to his relatives. Aval metamin lemeis mitzvah, but he can be tameh to a meis mitzvah. What do we say about a Nazir? We said a Nazir can become Tameh.
Only for a Meis Mitzvah.
Only for Meis Mitzvah, yeah?
I think so.
Okay. So are we talking about two people or are we talking about two? Could Kohen Gadol the same halacha?
Kohen Gadol, Ben-Nazir.
Is it Ben-Nazir or is it O-Nazir they interpret it as?
Ben-Nazir.
Okay. So tomorrow we'll explain all of this.
You know, Metamin, we're talking about plural, right?
Right, it's Metamin. It would be Metamin.
It's maybe both of them, both those individuals. Okay, so two different people. So Kohen Gadol and Nazir, each in their own right, cannot be Metamin to relatives. About Metamin, the Meis Mitzvah, but a Meis Mitzvah, a Meis that there's no one there to bury, then they have an obligation, a Mitzvah, to perform and can and should be come Tameh. Let's say they're both walking along the way. Umatzah, Meis Mitzvah happens to be the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol are good friends. And they're walking along the way, and there they see this body lying, no one in sight to help bury it. So who's supposed to become Tameh? So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yitame Kohen Gadol, Val Yitame Nazir. Let the Kohen Gadol become Tameh, and not the Nazir become Tameh. We'll see why. The Chachamim Omer Yitame Nazir, Val Yitame Kohen. Chachamim think that a Nazir should become Tameh, not the Kohen Gadol. So L'chor, the guess would be that the Kohen Gadol has a higher level of Kedusha than the Nazir. There's no question about that. But at the same time, a Nazir who becomes Tameh will ruin his whole count. I'm not sure if that's part of the consideration, but he's going to ruin his whole count. So let's see what the Mishnah continues to say.
Here it says that it could be the case of a Kohen Heriot, but it's bringing Kohen Gadol to make Rabbi Lezer's point even stronger.
Uh-huh. So Tami Nazir Vai Tami Kohen Heriot or Kohen Gadol. But it's interesting to say Kohen Heriot because we're not talking about Kohen Heriot.
No,
so even a Kohen Heriot, you're saying.
I mean, even if he's saying that the Chachamim would hold that the Nazir would go ahead of a Kohen Heriot. Nazir would even Kohen Heriot.
Kavah Chomer in front of Kohen Gadol.
But it's bringing to the strength of Rabbi Lazar that even a Kohen Gadol would go ahead of a Nazir.
Ah, okay. So Amar Lehem Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the Kohen Gadol, goes first. Yitami Kohen, why? She'enu mevi karbon al tumaso. He doesn't bring a karbon. What's so bad? We'll see. Vayitami nazir shumevi karbon al tumaso. But don't have the nazir become mitame because he's going to have to bring a karbon for his tumah. Now the fact that he brings a karbon might be indicative that it might be a worse iser involved if he becomes tame. That might be the point he's saying.
His kedusha is stronger.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Shekidoshat Nazir Gidola Mikidoshat Kohen.
Interesting. Right, that's what Tosos says. Right, Tosos is right. You see Tosos Vali Tama Nazir. Shekidusha so Adifa. The Kedusha of a Nazir is greater than that of a Kohen Gadol. Kaven shes kikusa Torah lahavi carbon al tumasa. Since the Torah obligates him to bring a carbon when he becomes tamei, mashenkin by a kohen, leman damar di tamei nazir ay tamei kohen. So, therefore, the kedusha of a nazir is greater, even though it's a temporary kedusha, and the kohen gadol is a more permanent type of kedusha. Comes along the Mishnah to say further, and amru lo chacham respond back to Rabbi Eliezer, yitamei nazir shein kedusha asa kedusha olam, like we just said, vali tamei kohen kedusha asa kedusha olam. You shouldn't let the Nazir, rather you should let the Nazir become Tamei, because his Nazir, his Kedusha, is only temporary. It only lasts for 30 days or whatever time limit he puts on it. As opposed to a Kohen Gadol, whose Kedusha is forever. Ah, so what about a Nazir Olam? That's again to that question. I think Tosos asks this question. Tosos writes, Nazir Kedusha, so Kedusha Shah. V'afilu Amar Nazir Olam, mikomakom stam Nazir havi shloshim yom. Even if a person does take upon himself Nazir Olam, it's really, the source, the Iker Nazir is a Nazir shloshim yom. Even though the guy decides to make it further, you can't make the Kedusha more than it really is in a normal case.
Yeah, it's more the Kedusha on the Zeros itself than on the person.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so Gemara now says, sounds like a very interesting Machlokes here. Interesting discussion. So Bishlama, Kohen Gadol v'Nazir, I understand this discussion. Hai Saver Kohen Gadol Adif, Hai Saver Nazir Adif. So I understand. So the very interesting Machlokes, the Misha laid out what the debate was, whether the Nazir is greater Kedusha, whether the Kohen Gadol is a greater Kedusha. But what about Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha U'Meruba B'Gadim? So what about this case? So if you remember back in the Maseches Yuma, the first parak, there are two ways a Kohen Gadol can become a Kohen Gadol. There's the way that the Shem HaMishcha, we don't have any more that oil available to us, but if you use the oil from Moshe Beinu, the Shem HaMishcha, that it makes a person to a Kohen Gadol. And the other way is by Meruba Begadim, by him wearing the eight clothing. Normally, Kohen Hedo wears four clothing. The Kohen Gadol wears eight clothing. So when the Kohen Gadol, the new Kohen Gadol, puts on the eight clothing for the first time, that makes him into Kohen Gadol. So there are differences here between Mishuach Mechama and Meruba Begadim. So the Meruba Begadim is, again, normally Mishuach Mechama has a greater Kedusha. Good morning, David. So says the Gemara. Again, Meshuach b'shem Mishcha Meruba Begadim, which is greater? Meshuach, going on to Amud Beis now. Meshuach b'shem HaMishcha Adif. Maybe the Kohen Gadol who's been anointed with olive oil should be greater. Deilu Meshuach b'shem HaMishcha, maybe par harba akol mitzvos. Have we seen this yet together? Maybe the Mishnah and Megillah. Yeah, I think Mishnah Megillah Ein Beins, I think, is one of them. No?
Testing my memory.
Yeah, it's on Brachos or Gittin. So, Miguel, okay. Vila Meruba Begadim Ein Mevi Meshuach Shavar. Ein Mevi. So the lach is that when an individual Schaiv Achatas, he brings a special carbon. But when the Meshuach Mechama, Meshuach Mechama, he's a special par he brings. Is it referring to the par Behelm Davar? Is that what it says? Par Behelm Davar or as a regular Chatas?
So, but we're talking about this is while we still have the Shem HaMishcha, right?
Yes, yeah.
So according to Rabbanon, Kohen Gadol goes ahead than the Nazir, right?
According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Kohen Gadol goes first. Yes.
No, according to Rabbanon.
Rabbanon, the Nazir goes first.
Meaning the Nazir goes.
Yeah.
So isn't that a Kal Vachomer? Why? What's the question on this then?
The now the competition is between two Kohanim Gadolim.
Ah, that's
right. One Meshuach Mechama, Meshuach Meshem HaMishcha rather, and one Meruba Begadim.
Okay.
So the par, I think it's on the par Helm Dava, right? That was an interesting Tosos here. I'm not sure we'll have time for this, but.
Yeah,
right. So the regular par Kol Mitzvos. So when he violates an Avera, he brings a special par that the only Kohen Gadol brings, but that's only if he's a Kohen Gadol who was Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha, Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha, as opposed to Meruba Begadim, who does not bring a par. So that's why it would make sense that the Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha is a greater Kedusha, and therefore the Meruba Begadim should become Tamei prior to the Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha. Then the Gemara says, Meshuach She'ovar U'Meruba Begadim, four lines down on my base. Now it's a different competition. You have Meshuach Sha'avar, a Kohen Meshuach who lost his post. He's no longer, he became Tameh, he became apostle somehow. Remember the Mefarsh of the situation where he became a Keri. And then they appointed somebody else who now Merubah Begadim, and you have another guy who only became a Kohen Gadol because he wore more clothing. So which is greater? The Meshuach Mashiach Mishka who's no longer active, or the Merubah Begadim? So here the Gemara says, Merubah Begadim Adif, the Merubah Begadim Avid Avoda Vilo Meshuach She'avar Lo La Barvodei. It's the current Kohen Gadol, even though he became through a lesser form, only through Merubah Begadim, he's an active Kohen Gadol. The guy who's lost his position is no longer active, even though he was appointed through the Shemen HaMishcha, he has a lesser Kedusha. Then the Mishnah, the Gemara says, okay, what about Avar Machmas Kiryav, Vavar Machmas Mumo? You have two Kohanim Gadolim, both who lost their post, one because he became a Keri, and one because he became a Mum. He has a Mum now. So which one is a greater Kedusha? So the Gemara says, Avar Machmas Kiryo, if he became a Baal Keri, all of his greater Kedusha. Why? Dilu hai chazil avod l'machar, vilu avar machmas mu lo chazil avodah. The guy who became a Baal Keri, by the next day, he'll go to the mikvah, and the next day he's already roi for the avodah. It's a very temporary p'tur. But the guy who's a mum, he's a mum forever. He has to be a mum kavua, and tomorrow he won't be roi for the avoda. So therefore, the Baal Keri has a greater kedusha than that of the machmas mumo. Very interesting questions here. Okay, now the Gemara says, Ibailu, ask the Gemara, Meshuach Mechama v'skan. Meshuach Mechama, who's a different type of a Kohen Gadol, he's a Kohen who's appointed to go lead the army. And he says that whole long statements the Sukkim tells about whoever is scared, whoever built a bayis chadash for lo mechancho, who married a woman in the first year, Shana Rishona, who had a plant but wasn't able to, rather an orchard, wasn't able to take the first fruits. All those things, that's Meshuach Mechama, that's a Kohen. And then there's a skan. Now the skan typically is the second in command to the Kohen Gadol. He's the helper, and he's usually the one who, if the Kohen Gadol becomes apostle, he's usually the next in line. Let's see if they define all of this in the Mefarish or Tosfos. They don't say the skan is. Tosfos does.
First wide line.
Odilma
in the middle.
Odilma skan. Adif da chazal avod de perish b'yom kippurim shenismane lechach shem yara carry b'koyin gadol she kanes hu tachta v'nikra skan nimsa ki ikar mino the shamish b'avoda v'ikar mino mishach mechamel mechama. Okay, he's the second in command. Exactly. If the koyin gadol becomes tame, the skan is the next one. He's the vice president. So hey, minay adif. Which one is better? Do you say Meshuach Mechama, who's the head of Mechama, but he's in active position? Or maybe the Skan, who is right now nothing, he's potential. So the Gemara says, Meshuach Mechama, Adif, he is greater Kedusha. The Chazil Mechama, on one hand, he's Chazil Mechama, right now he's in active position. Oh, Dilma Skan, Adif, the Chazil Avoda. But the Skan is greater because he's Roy at some point to their being in Avoda. Now, the Shiloh of the Mechama, I'm not understanding that side. Right now, the skan is not active. Neither is Meshuach Mechama. There's no war right now. Are we talking about a situation where there is currently a war? Or what could possibly happen?
It says, that Tosos, he says he was Talu Beiraban. He was just Nismanalakach. People are dependent on him.
Which one are you talking about? The one we just read?
Yeah, right before where we started.
According to the Rosh, the the Kedusha Yetera is because he's Mashuach, not because he can do it at any time. And this gun is not Mashuach here.
Uh-huh.
The Rosh, that's what the Rosh
says. Interesting.
Tosa says different. He says, because Talmud Beirabin, because people rely on him. This is the general, this is the person who's going
to. Right, but there's still a time period. There's a delay until he's going to be active. So to the Skan, I would have thought the situation was that the Mashuach Muhammad has a position right now, and the Skan doesn't have a position right now. But the Gemara says, one, because the way you read the Pshat in the Gemara is Mechama versus Avoda, which was greater? Mechama or Avoda, which has greater Kedusha? I would have thought Pashut, that Avoda has greater Kedusha. So that's why the Rishonim are interpreting it differently, that according to the Tosfos, the reason why Meshuach Mechama is greater is because the Rabbim are Tali on him. The Skan, they're not. But that's not true. If the Skan's going to be Roy for the Kohen Gadol, the Rabbim are Tali on him also. All the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim is Tali on the Kohen Gadol doing his Avoda.
Yeah, but I think that the Meshuach Mechama, he is at this point, has the job.
That's what I would think.
And the other one, and the Skan does not have the job yet.
That's what I would have thought.
Right.
That one has a job, one's not a job. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says Mechama versus Avoda. Right. I would have said one is currently active, one's not currently active. Right. But even though he has currently a job, there's no job to. If there's no war, he's inactive.
A lot of this came up with when you have the Kohen Gadol with the when it's Nogeya to Ari Mikvot. So even if this Kohen Gadol dies, they go out.
Even this Kohen Gadol, that's true. That's the Gemara talks about that. The Mishnah talks about that right, in Makos,
so,
right?
Right. So that
he has a role even now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's a good riot. He has a role even now, even though he's not actually active in duty. Okay. Very good. So let's say the Gemara. So that's a Shiloh. Which is greater? Is the Mashiach Mochama? Or is the Kohen, or is the Skan greater? So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Tani, the Brisa tells us, this is a Brisa that appears in Horios, the end of Horios, Ein Bein Meshuach Mechama L'Skan. There's no difference between the head of the war and the head of the army and the Skan. Ela She'im Hayu Mahalchen B'derech, they're walking together. U'matzu Meis Mitzvah. Yitama, Yitame Meshuach Mechama V'ayitame Yaskan. So it's the first Brisa we have that is clearly that the Skan has greater Kedusha, and we advise, we encourage, we make sure that the Meshuach Mechama becomes Tame. Gemara says, wait a second, Vahatani, the Brisa says elsewhere, Meshuach Mechama Kodum Meskan. No, that's a Raya, actually. It's Binechusa, it should be, I imagine. Meshuach Mechama goes first in everything with regards to Bracha, with regards to everything, he always goes first. This Brisa would indicate that Meshuach Mechama not Kodim in terms of Tameh, Kodim in terms of all Kedavar Shekedusha. That implies that the Meshuach Mechama is greater than the Skan. So who is greater? If the Meshuach Mechama goes before the Skan in everything in terms of Brachas and Aliyahs, so then he shouldn't be the first one to become Tameh, the Skan should go out to become Tameh before the Meshuach Mechama. So Amar Marzucha explained, Le'inyan Hachiyusa Meshuach Mechama Adif. With regards to keeping them alive, if two of them are drowning, Rahman al-Latan, now, see, you save the Meshuach Mechama before you save the Skan. Why? Sorry?
It's Barod Lefakech, Alav HaSagal.
So that's the example. So, okay, another example of Pikuach Nefesh, they fall under a collapsed building, so you have to save the Meshuach Mechama first in terms of living. Why? My time ayu. This is exactly what Tosas alluded to. Meshuach Mechama Adif, my time ayu. The Talu Bei Rabban, the Rabban need him to go out to army. If they can't, if he's not there giving them the chizik, giving them the musr that they need, then they're going to be unsuccessful out in war. Ulin and Tuma, but with regards to becoming Tameh, then Skan Adif, the second in command to the Kohen Gadol is greater. The Tani Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, Lama Tignu Skan the Kohen Gadol. Why is there a backup Kohen Gadol? Shim'i Rabbo Psul, Hare Nichnas Mishamish Tachtav. If the Kohen Gadol becomes possible, you have a backup ready and you know, prepared. So that's the difference. It's not a rule across the board. It depends on the context in terms of saving and in terms of becoming Tameh. So Gemara now says, Ad kan lo pligi el b'koin gadol v'nazir. Ki kazli b'hadei hadadi. The only discussion back in the mission now was where the Koin Gadol and the Nazir are walking together on the path. They're walking at the same pace. So that's the machlokas who goes, if there's a meis mitzvah, does the Koin Gadol go or does the Nazir go? Avachal chal chudei b'artmui inin. But if they're individually walking, the Kohen Gadol is walking by himself and no one in sight. The Nazir is walking, nobody in sight, and he sees the Meitz Mitzvah. Each one would have an obligation to become Tameh. So Gemara wants to know, Minohani Mile, how do we know?
I don't understand. We said that both the Kohen Gadol and...
No, but now we want to know a source, though. The Gemara is saying, wait a second, it was a given that they can become Tameh. How do you know? Bring me a proof. Before you even discuss the two of them competing with each other, it's a little funny, I agree. Okay. This should be the first question in the Gemara.
Right.
How do you know that they can become Tameh when there's a Meis Mitzvah? The Gemara delayed a whole blot to get to it. But how do you know? What's the source that they're able to become Tameh? The question is it worth going through this now? Because this is going to get into a long drasha that's going to end halfway down next Amud. So I'm going to suggest, let's stop here. And because we're not going to get to the full Raya now.
Here it says, the stopping point.